For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Today is a very special day at Victory Baptist Church as we will celebrate our anniversary. The Hinkle family will be joining us for this special service. What do you think when you hear the word trust? It's an idea that can speak of security and confidence. When violated, trust can be an idea that brings to mind great pain and disappointment. The Bible introduces us to one who will never violate our trust. You can be certain Jesus is who he claims to be. Continue with us in John chapter 10 as Pastor Holland concludes this sermon, You Can Trust Jesus.
And I tell you tonight, you may be, or this morning, you may be going through a difficult time, and you may be not understanding why it's so dark, and you may be understanding why the storm is so raging, and yet it seems as if Jesus had not showed up. It's a time when we have to put on the armor of God and be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. And I tell you today, I believe our Lord does not mind letting it get a little difficult sometimes in order that we might understand when he does come that he's the only one that's able to bail us out or to do what is needed in our life. He doesn't mind allowing you to be stretched. He doesn't mind allowing you to be in the storm. You may not like to wait, but I want you to know God never minds making you wait in the beginning of the storm if it'll bring glory to him after the storm. I'm grateful today, by the grace of God, we saw God's hand work. And I tell you, God allows things to happen. But when God allows things to happen and we see God answer prayer, we see God do something in our life, it's in order that it might bring glory to him and praise to his holy name for all he's done. With that said, we learn that sometimes Jesus, in his sovereignty, waits in the storm. But second of all, I want you to see with me, sometimes Jesus supernaturally walks through the storm. Now, when the disciples were no doubt exhausted, I can only imagine. I can't imagine rowing the ship as they did, but they had rowed the ship, they had fought the sea, the storm had blew. And then all of a sudden they look up and here comes Jesus walking on the sea, or as I would say, riding upon the storm and drawing nigh unto the ship. Now here's the heart of the whole story. The disciples were struggling in the storm. No doubt they had wondered where he was. He told them to go over. And all of a sudden he amazingly appears to them and he comes walking on the water as if it was a sidewalk. Now, friend, every one of us knows if we was to go and step out on the water, what would happen to us? We would go down immediately. But yet Jesus came, obviously very easily, walking on the water. He let this storm blow up and blow and get out of hand until he showed up in the mist. And it was a supernatural thing. I mean, walking on water is not a natural thing. And today even the skeptics and the liberals try to explain it away. But he came walking on the water. You know, sometimes Jesus uses that platform in our lives in order that he might come at the right time to meet our need. The days may be dark. The storm may be raging. The times may be difficult. We may not understand. But friend, Jesus shows up in a supernatural way and does what we cannot do. Consider with me, first of all, this morning, where he steps is important. Where he steps is important. He's walking on the water. He's walking on the surface of the sea. But wait a minute. It would have been one thing. I mean, I don't guess it makes no difference, but it would have seemed even more possible that he was walking on calm water. Probably then we'd have wondered, well, he knows where the rocks are. But that was not the case. There was a storm raging. He's not walking on a peaceful, calm sea. He's walking on a stormy sea, and the storm is raging. The sea is churning, and he's walking on it. There's another sign in John's gospel. This was miraculous and a supernatural work. And we've seen in other places in the scripture where he walked on the water. But I want you to know it's something that he could do. And you know what it did? It brought attention to him. I believe when they saw him, the Bible said they were afraid. And anybody, I mean, you know, that's something you don't see every day. And it might have made us all fearful, but I guarantee you one thing. When they saw him, they forgot about how dark it was. When they saw him, they probably even kind of forgot that there was a storm going on. Because all they could focus on was the supernatural Jesus walking to them on the water. What is the point of walking in water? I'll tell you, Pastor Adrian Rogers was one of the greatest preachers that I believe ever lived. And he's still preaching today on the radio, although he's been dead for years. They use his messages quite often. But I like what he said. He said it wasn't just theatrics. He said, I can assure you. He points out that the biggest fear of those disciples in that moment was that they were going to be tossed into that water and feel the waves close over their head. But when Jesus walked on the water, he was showing them what they were fearing might come over their heads was already under his feet. And I tell you what a blessing it is to know when Jesus is stepping on the waves in this stormy scene. No matter what you're going through or what you're experiencing or what's happening in your life, it may seem to overwhelm you and you almost feel as if you're going to drown. But understand, he's already took care of the problem. And what is going to drown you, he's already walked on and he has the power over it. The Bible said in this world we're going to have tribulation. The Bible said, yea, they that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. The storms are going to rage. The darkness is going to fall, but he has the power over the water. He has the power over our enemies. And I'm telling you, there's nothing today that can separate us from him. Notice, second of all, not only do we see the fact of where he steps is important, but notice what he says that's important. Now, the sight of Jesus walking on the water was not immediately an encouraging thing. They saw him, but the Bible said there was fear that was struggling their heart. And again, maybe that fear was they saw him coming, but I don't know, maybe they thought he was going to punish him or whatever he was going to let happen. But immediately, John says that Jesus said to them, what? Be not afraid. You know, today, that's so important. Matthew, if you remember, actually, we know why they were afraid. Matthew gives us this account. He said they thought they were seeing a ghost. It wasn't a ghost. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you today, understandably, he was coming to them and he says, it is I, be not afraid. The word "it is I" is one translated in other places we find in the Bible. And I like this. He's called the great I Am. In fact, we find it is a personal name of God. He told Moses, tell my people that I am sent you, according to Exodus 3:14. Jesus literally was identifying himself to the disciples. It's not a ghost. It's not somebody else. It's not a strange thing. It is I. It's the I Am, the great I Am, the one that has the power over the sea and has the power over the storm. He wanted to identify himself with the Father. He said, it's I Am, and I can walk on water. It's I Am, and I can calm the sea. It is I Am, and I can save the disciples. It is I, be not afraid. And friend, no matter what we go through or what we face or what we endure, understand today that God is still God, and God always will be God. And there's nothing that will change the fact that God is God, and he's the great I Am, and he's able to do what we cannot do. As you read through the story, recognize many times, it's not what Jesus will show to you, but what he says to you that'll bring the peace in your life. I may not immediately recognize him when he comes walking on the water, but I tell you, I always know his voice when he speaks to me in a still small voice and tells me what I need to do. Sometimes in the dark, my eyes don't work too well. I don't know. It was dark and the disciples looking. They didn't understand. They wasn't sure. They didn't know what it was. They thought it was a ghost and they were afraid. But he said, be not afraid, it's I. It's me. It's Jesus, the great I Am. Be not afraid. Looking a little further in the passage, we find not only sometimes as Jesus in his sovereignty waits in the storm, but sometimes Jesus supernaturally walks through the storm. And lastly, sometimes Jesus swiftly works out the storm. Once Jesus arrived on the boat, via unusual way, he took the route of the water to get to them. He walked on them. John indicates that he joined the disciples in the vessel. The Bible said, he said, "Be not afraid. It is I. Be not afraid." And then the Bible said, then they willingly received him into the ship. I bet they did. I tell you, I bet nobody was arguing about, don't get in here. They probably said, come on, let me help you. Get on in. See, when Jesus shows up, we're always willing and ready to receive him, but sometimes we get a little anxious and we can't wait on him. We have to run ahead of him. But I tell you, when we wait on him and he gets there, we don't mind receiving him as he is. John indicates how quickly the whole episode ended. We've already preached through all the verses, and we've got down to the last verse now. Just one verse left to look at, but I want you to notice what we see in this instance. First of all, what he will give you. Again, I go back to verse 21. They willingly received him into the ship. Who in the world has never or ever been in a storm? Has not ever gone through the night? It may be the fever of the brow of a child that is sick, but that fever breaking. It may be a healing, or maybe it may be a resting of pain to where you can get to sleep a little bit. But I tell you what, you welcome it when Jesus shows up. And those disciples, when they saw him coming, they were afraid, but he said, be not afraid, it is I. And when he got there, they willingly received him. I would imagine they were all trying to get all over one another, trying to get him in the boat. But you reckon why they wanted him in the boat? It's because, you see, if the sea would have been calm, and if it had been daylight, and they would have had a smooth trip, they would have had no need of him. But Jesus said, even though it's not good, I know you don't like it, I'm going to make you go at night. I'm not going with you. And I'm going to make a storm come up. But when I show up there, you're going to be ready to receive me. And I tell you, sometimes God has to put us in those circumstances before we're willing to receive him and to take him for who he is. Jesus may be letting you row a while right now. He may be letting the wind blow against you and your boat. He may be letting the storm rage all around you. But I tell you, don't give up. Because if you keep looking, he's going to come a-walking to you. He's going to show up. You're going to see him coming. And I believe when you see him coming, you're going to willingly receive him into your boat. And you know what he'll do? He'll give you himself. He said, it is I. Neither be afraid. I'm here with you. I'll go with you the rest of the way. Years ago, somebody recorded a song, and I like the words of it. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship on the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. Friend, I want you to know today, Jesus will stand by you in all circumstances of life. He'll work out the storm. But first and foremost, what he wants to give you is his presence and his power, and it be available to you.
There were many in the life of Jesus who doubted that he was the Son of God, but there were many who believed him, and those that believed him were not disappointed. Have you placed your trust in Jesus Christ? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.